Mrs. Adams mentioned a tradition that had sprung up when she was there. Before they went to bed, they all came out in their nightdresses and dressing gowns and had prayers on the landing. Did you have that?
No, I can't remember that. No. I can't remember that. That may have been because there were a small number of them.
Right, and the chapel wasn't built then either.
No, that's quite right.
Yes. So you were post-chapel,
yes.
She was pre-chapel.
Yes, yes. That big entrance on that side, that vanished when the chapel was built, because the chapel was built onto it. And actually the organ gallery was the door next door to the gold room.
Mm-hmm.
It was just next door.
Mrs. Adams mentioned a tradition of kissing the dust at a point in the prayers, and her mother had said to her, you must all sit down there very quickly and kiss the dust very quickly. So they all bobbed down, kissed the ground very quickly.
No,
that
was
long since
that penitential thing that we didn't ever do.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing how quickly things change.
Yes. There was a big custom every year. Must have been towards the end of the year. Those who had that year been at the school 7 years, they were called jubilarians.
Mm-hmm.
And did she tell you about that?
No.
Yes. And this used to take place in the assembly hall, I think. And I can't remember what they wore, but it was something special. Whether they were blue cloaks or... They carried candles, which I think were decorated with flowers or tulle or something. And there'd be tinkling little bells as they walked up to Mother Superior.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what she said to them or what happened, because I wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
But that was really a big tradition. Mm.